Since August, around 180 teachers, therapists, social workers, and nurses have resigned from the Baltimore County school system. That doesn't include staff who've retired and teachers who've gone on leave. That's according to the Teachers Union, which says educators are leaving the profession because of the pay, the workload, and unruly kids in the classroom. WYPR's John Lee reports.
TABCO, the Teachers Association of Baltimore County, says the educators who have resigned would be nearly enough to staff four elementary schools. Stephen Durst has seen them come and go. He teaches deaf and hard of hearing students at Villa Cresta Elementary School in Parkville. He says in the past 5 years, there has been a high turnover of trained interpreters.
We're not paid very well, so there's no kind of incentive to stay. If you can go work as an interpreter at an agency, make a lot more money than if you were working at a school.
Pikesville Middle School teacher Leslie Whiten has been teaching for 27 years. She says she's had enough.
I am tired to my bones, to my soul. I am frustrated. I am angry all the time. I don't like the person that I have become.
Whiten says she'll retire next year when she turns 62 and becomes eligible for Social Security. If she stuck around three more years, there would be more in her retirement nest egg, but she says it isn't worth it. Whiten says county teachers are overwhelmed by crowded classrooms, plus they're not getting the help they need to work with special education students in their classes.
You see so many behaviors that are just over the top cuckoo. And, you know, we just don't have the people to get to a lot of these children.
And it's likely going to get harder to attract new teachers. A study by the Economic Policy Institute predicts a growing teacher shortage in the years ahead because people are turned off by the low pay and working conditions. At TABCO's recent legislative breakfast, politicians and educators were digging into sausage and eggs and giving their full-throated support to the recommendations of the Kerwin Commission. They form a plan to spend $4 billion more on education in Maryland. The increase will be phased in over 10 years. Cheryl Bost, president of the Maryland State Education Association, says that would mean more than $1.7 billion of additional education money for Baltimore County over the next decade. She says that would help the county hire and keep teachers and support staff by paying them more, reducing class sizes, and giving special ed students more help.
The whole funding package could estimate to be $2 million per school.
That is a statewide average. Governor Larry Hogan, a Republican, has been critical of the costs of the Kerwin Commission's proposals, questioning how the ideas can be paid for without massive tax increases. Democratic leaders say they do not plan to hike taxes to pay for Kerwin. None of Baltimore County's GOP state legislators attended the teachers' union's breakfast. The only elected Republican in the room was County Councilman David Marks.
I think everyone's interested in passing school funding bills that have no tax increases. And if that can be achieved, everyone should support that.
Baltimore County School Superintendent Darrell Williams promised educators that no matter what happens with state funding, his budget this coming school year will include money for what he calls aggressive and systemic professional development.
So that's the commitment, regardless of what's being funded, what we can do to make sure we keep our employees.
Of the nearly 180 resignations so far this year, 79 were teachers. A Baltimore County Schools spokesman says there currently are about 60 teaching vacancies. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.
Baltimore County Public Schools will hold a teacher job fair on Monday, January 13th from 4 to 6 p.m. at their headquarters at 6901 North Charles Street. The school system says it's recruiting for all teaching positions.